the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is written in Isaiah the prophet, "I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." And so John came, baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the River Jordan. John wore clothing made of camel's hair, with a leather belt round his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: "After me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the desert, and he was in the desert for 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news."
Great. Thank you, Pat, very much indeed. Did anyone spot anything which you think makes it show how important Jesus is? Yeah, Isaac? That's right. John the Baptist said, "When Jesus comes, I'm not even worthy to tie his laces." Okay, that's how important Jesus is. Did you spot another one, Ethan?
Yes. A normal person wouldn't have the heavens open.
Very good. A normal person wouldn't have the heavens open. Very rarely does God speak from heaven, but God spoke from heaven and said, "This is my Son." Yeah, really important. Anything else? Anyone spot anything else you want to say? Yeah. What does it say there in verse 2? That's it. Brilliant. Verse 2 says, it's written in Isaiah the prophet, "I will send my messenger ahead of you." A bit like when the president comes and those people on motorbikes go in front. There was a messenger, John the Baptist, before Jesus came. And then you see how important people met with him. In fact, so important, they were angels met with Jesus a bit later in that reading. So Jesus is very, very important. Right, we're going to learn more about that in a moment. But first, we're going to sing about where we've got up to. So we're going to sing a song. Jesus is, he's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. So this is what we're going to do for actions, okay? He's the King of Kings, crown. He's the King, the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. We'll point up for that one, yeah? He can heal the sick. So let me just see you do your best vomit. Okay, he can heal the sick. He can calm the storm. Calm the storm, okay? He's the Son of God. Now, for that, we normally do that to show he's a baby. But what I've just reminded us is that Son of God means he's God's king. So we're going to do a king sign again for Son of God. He can save us from sin, which he did on the cross, and he calls us to follow him. So just click onto the verse for us a moment, Martin, because when we get to... Only God can do that, the second line from the bottom. Do you remember we kind of say, shout that line? So let's, only God can do that. Okay, so let's 1, 2, 3, let's try it together. 1, 2, 3.
Only God can do that.
Let's go back to the beginning, let's stand and sing it. Here we go. Take a seat. So our verse is the beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Say it together again. The beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Right. Going to need your best eyesight for the next thing we're going to do, okay? Because we're going to play Where's Wally, okay? Okay, so I'm going to put a Where's Wally picture on the screen, and you remember, if you've never played Where's Wally, you have got to find this character, Wally, okay, in the picture. Okay, that's the challenge. So, good looking. Here's the picture then, here we go. All right, see if you, right. I realize that's a bit difficult, so I'll give you a clue. There, he's in that bit there. It's still a bit difficult, so let's zoom into that bit. Here we go. Okay. Can you see? Can you see? Where do you think he is?
There.
No, he's not. No. Right. Running around the track. Ah, you mean there, look. That does look like Wally, but you can tell it's not because he's got beard. It's a different character. It's one of the misleading ones, okay? All right. Right, I'll give you a clue where he is. He's there. He's in that bit somewhere. Okay, let's zoom into that bit. Anyone spot him? Now, do you know why you can't spot him? It's because I've covered him up and you can't see him, okay? Now, I've done that for a reason, all right? The reason is, if you get a book called Where's Wally and you can't find him in it, something's wrong, isn't it? Okay? Now, Mark's gospel begins by saying, not Where's Wally, it begins by saying, here's Jesus. All right. So the person we're looking for in Mark's gospel is Jesus. You should be able to find Jesus really easy in Mark's gospel. And likewise in a church. If the gospel, the good news, is all about Jesus, then churches should always be going on about Jesus. Okay? If someone came to our church and said, I wonder why they go to church every Sunday. We should give ourselves an absolute bash on the head, okay? It should be really obvious when people come to church that Jesus is the most important thing here for us, okay? So what we'll do is we'll just, Martin, can you just blanket black a minute for us, okay? Right, I'm going to turn it on again now, and Wally will be back in it, and you should be able to spot him. Let's have it back on. Here we go. Can anyone see Wally? Can you see him? Have you spotted him? Yeah, yeah. Let's put a circle around him then, Martin. There we go. Okay. Actually, just go back to our verse for a moment. Go back to our verse in the Bible. Martin, next slide. The beginning of the good news about Jesus. So right at the beginning, Mark is saying it is all about Jesus. So really, it would be like playing Where's Wally like this. Can you put the next slide on for us? It'd be like playing Where's Wally like that. Reading the Bible's like that. Where's Wally? He's there. It's really easy. Reading Mark's Gospel's like that. Where's Jesus? He's there. There, 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 there. He's all over the place. You can't miss him. So this term, as we look at Mark's Gospel together, especially you in Rock Solid Pathfinders, you're looking for Jesus. He's really easy to spot. And if you don't learn anything about Jesus one Sunday, come and have a word with me, and I'll have a quiet word with your leaders, okay? Because Mark's Gospel is all about Jesus, and that's what we come to church for, to learn all about him. We're going to stand and sing again, and then we're going to do a little bit more. So let's have the next song on the screen. We get the musicians. This one is one we did a lot at the holiday club, so if you went to the holiday club, you'll remember it. But all that Jesus has done for us, your love will last forever. So if you can remember the actions, go for it in the actions. Okay, let's stand and sing. Everybody. And let's get that verse up on the screen again, Martin, if we can. So the beginning of the good news about Jesus King, the King, is what we said it means. And the question now, we're going to do one last slot on this verse, just to get us going in Mark's Gospel, is What does the good news mean? Why is Jesus King the King good news for us? I've got three things. Can you put them on the screen, Martin? Here we go. Jesus takes something, he gives something, and he commands something. Okay? He takes something. So just get Mark chapter 1 out. Let's find out what he takes from us. Mark chapter 1, back on page 1002. Got it there? We're on page 1002. Find page 1003 and go back one. That's the way to find it. Okay. And if you find verse 4, number 4, look what it says at the end of verse 4. It says the forgiveness of sins. That's right. It says the forgiveness of sins. The reason Jesus is good news is he came to take something from us. He came to take our sins from us. Yeah? Now, just remember back to the holiday club, those of you who were at the holiday club. Do you remember? It was all about Moses and the Israelites who were in the land of Egypt. That's right. And God sent Moses to rescue them, to take them to the land of, do you know? Israel, that's right. So we put that on the screen, Martin, for us. There they are in the pyramids. And God took them through the wilderness, and the goal was for them to live life with God in the lovely land of Israel. So they went from being slaves to being free. And the idea was to go and live life with God in the lovely land of... That's always God's goal for us. Who's going back to school this week? Hand up if you're going back to school, okay? Hands up if you're looking forward to going back to school. Yeah, less hands than there were before, but quite a few of us still are. Do you know, God's plan for us is when we go back to school, whether it's holidays, school, or home, is we live our lives with God. Wherever we are, okay? Now, that journey from Egypt to Israel should have taken 11 days. That's the only distance. That's how far it is to walk from Egypt to Israel. 11 days, okay? Who knows how long it actually took them? Not 11 days. It took them... Anyone know? It took 40 years, okay? Imagine that, okay? Imagine if you're going on holiday... How long is it, Dad? How long is it going to take us to get there? It's going to take 11 hours to drive there. And then it actually ends up taking 40 days to get there. Can you imagine? Because you got so lost. Look at the route they took. This is roughly the route they took, okay? They spent 40 years wandering around the wilderness. And you know the reason why they did that? It was because when God said, "Trust me, and do what I say," they said no. When you say no to God, when you sin, things always go wrong. And they spent 40 years in the wilderness because they said no to God instead of saying yes to him. And Jesus came to take away our sins, to take away the judgment we deserve for saying no to God. That's why Jesus is good news. Who wants to walk around for 40 years in the wilderness? You want to go to the nice land of Israel and live with God. Jesus came to make it possible for us to live with God, to take away our sins. Okay. Next slide, Martin, for us. He takes something, he takes our sins away, and he gives something to us. So get Mark chapter 1 again, and this time have a look for verse 8 in Mark chapter 1. Can you find verse 8? What are the last two words of verse 8? What is it that Jesus gives to us? Yeah. The Holy Spirit. Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit to be in us. Remember, the goal is to live life with God. The Spirit of Jesus is with you wherever you are, so that wherever you are, you can live life with God. God is really with you at school. God is really with you at home. Because Jesus gives us the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to be with us. It's kind of a little bit like giving someone a mobile phone so that you can speak to them anytime. So I've given Ellie a mobile phone just there, okay? So if I want to talk to Ellie in the middle of a service, I can just call her on my phone and just have a chat to her. Hi, Ellie, are you there?
Yeah.
How are you? You're good, you're good. How are you enjoying the service? Good, it's good service, isn't it? Yeah, really good. Bye, Ellie, I'll see you in a minute. Bye. Okay, great. Okay, so it's a bit silly that, isn't it? Because Ellie's actually here, so I don't need to give her a phone call. But if Ellie was a long way away, I could call her on the phone and we wouldn't quite be with each other, but we'd be able to talk with each other. But Jesus has done something much better than give us a phone. He's given us his Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, so that somehow Jesus is actually with us. Even though he's in heaven, he's actually with us too. If you're at school, if you're at home, if you're at work, wherever you are, Jesus is with you. You can live life with God. We're going to learn more about what that looks like from Mark's gospel. And then finally, Jesus commands something. Just have a look at verse 15 in Mark chapter 1. Got it there, guys? You need your Bibles. Put your finger on verse 15. Do you see? Look what it says in verse 15. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Jesus is good news because he takes something away from us. He takes away our sin. It's good news because he gives us something. He gives us the Holy Spirit. And Jesus then says, now, that's the good news. Repent and believe it. Do you know what repent means? It means turn. Okay? So turn back to God. Turn back to God. That's what repent means. And do you know what believe means? Believe means trust. Okay? So trust God. Okay? Trust God to do what he's promised. What's he promised? Take away my sins. Give me the Holy Spirit. Okay? So Jesus said to you and to me, you've got to turn back to God and you've got to trust him to take away your sins and give you the Holy Spirit. So when Jesus says turn, where have I put it? We mustn't say no. We must say yes. Okay? And when Jesus says, I want to take away your sins and give you the Holy Spirit, we mustn't say no, we must say yes. Listen, everybody. Have you all done that? Have you all stopped saying no to God and started saying yes to him? I'm talking to the very youngest of you and the very oldest of you and everybody in between. Most of us will have asked Jesus to take away our sins and give us the Holy Spirit. But maybe some of you haven't. You might be 5 years old and you haven't done it yet. You might be 8 years old and you haven't done it yet. You might be 38 years old and you haven't done it yet. You might be 72 years old and you haven't done it yet. You've got to stop saying no and say, yes, Jesus, take away my sins and give me the Holy Spirit. If you haven't done it, why don't you do it today for the first time? Let's stop there, and we're going to have a prayer now, which I'm going to put on the screen, which sums this all up. So let me read it to you, and then we'll all say it together. Dear Heavenly Father, we are sorry that we've disobeyed you in all kinds of ways. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for sending your Son Jesus to be our Saviour. Thank you that Jesus is good news for us and for everyone else. Help us to play our part in telling the world about him. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's pray that prayer together, shall we? Dear Heavenly Father, we are sorry that we have disobeyed you in all kinds of ways. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for sending your Son Jesus to be our Saviour. Thank you that Jesus is good news for us and for everyone else. Help us to play our part in telling the world about him. In Jesus' name, amen. So don't forget those two things. We've got to ask him to take away our sins and give us the Holy Spirit. If you haven't asked him, ask him. And if you're not sure about how to ask him, come and ask me afterwards and I'll tell you.